Lecture 24, Fin de siècle Culture, the Religious Renaissance.
We continue in this lecture looking at one of the most critical and fascinating and fateful periods in Russian history, the so-called fin de siècle, the end of the age, especially between 1905 and 1914, but in many ways also including the turn of the century and the early years of the 20th century. A time when, as we've seen, can be seen to be a time of both looming crisis and also when many people felt great new possibility, great new hope for the future. At the heart of both sides of this period, of both crisis and possibility, was religion. Religion and, more broadly, spirituality. And that's the subject of this lecture. In these years, beginning roughly around the 1890s and especially intensifying after 1905, Russia experienced what was already beginning to be called then a religious renaissance. Much of this took place outside the established church, outside its structures and control, and sometimes even opposed to the established Russian Orthodox Church. In many ways, in fact, one might say that the term religious renaissance is too feeble to describe the real passionate and often troubled nature of this spiritual ferment in Russia in these years. And perhaps a better attempt to capture the spirit of this religious renaissance was offered by the poet Alexander Bloch, writing in 1908, when he says what was really happening in Russia at the time was an upheaval of the elemental, he said, an upheaval of emotion and fear and fury and deep spiritual searching through, as he put it, the crusted lava of civilization, an upheaval of all of these passions through what had become the westernized, civilized nature of Russia, its Philistinism, as futurists would say. Now, before turning to the many expressions of this intense, passionate religious searching and innovation in these years, it's necessary to say something a little more than I have about the nature of Russian Orthodoxy itself, the dominant faith in Russia of the majority of its people, and also the official religion of the state itself, something about Orthodoxy's distinctive spiritual culture. This is obviously a huge topic, to say the essence of what a religion is, and it's not to be simplified. But what I'd like to do for clarity is to emphasize one essential characteristic, what has been called sometimes Orthodoxy's sacramental mysticism. First, a brief terminological issue. The English word we use, orthodoxy, a term which generally means correct thinking, a correct doctrine, is in fact not the best translation of what the Russians call their religion, which is pravoslavia. And pravoslavia means not correct thinking or correct doctrine, but the correct way of worshiping, literally the correct way to glorify God. In other words, it's less about doctrine and ideas than it is about worship, about ceremony. And a good starting point for understanding this religion is a rather revealing legend from one of the oldest known Russian texts, a text known as the Russian Primary Chronicle, though the actual Russian title of it is, in translation, The Tale of Bygone Years. This text, still widely read and known by every Russian well into the 20th century, tells the story of the decision in the late 10th century by the Grand Prince Vladimir, who ruled Russia at the time, to accept Christianity and to insist on the mandatory baptism of the whole Russian people, who were then what would be called pagans. It was decided that for diplomatic reasons, for economic reasons, Russia needed to adapt one of the religions of the major empires of the world that it had dealings with. So Vladimir sent his emissaries off to check out the various religions. To look at Islam, he went to the Bulgars, who were living in Russia's Volga region, who were Muslim. He sent an emissary to what the Russians like to call the Germans, which meant the Catholic Holy Roman Empire, and emissaries to Constantinople, the center of the Byzantine eastern branch of the church. And the chronicles describe, and every Russian knows this phrase, it is so central to how they think about their own religion, describes the reaction of these emissaries in the 10th century in Constantinople.